Hello and welcome to Wham Bam Pow, the podcast movie show. It's all about sci-fi and action movies. Thanks for coming back. And thanks to everybody that came to see me and Cameron Esposito, me being Pamplemousse and or the Lady James Dean, of course, in Providence, in Portland, Maine, and in, where was that? Someplace in Massachusetts. Boston, Johnny D's, Somerville. That's where it was. Thanks to everybody that came out to that. And a bunch of Wham Bam Pow listeners came out. So thanks so much to you guys. It was really fun to see you, and thanks for listening. And Cameron Esposito is out again because she's writing that book. So here with me, as always, my co-host, the Spock to my Kirk.
Ooh.
The Kirk to my Spock. I don't know. The Uhura to my Scotty.
The sister to your Pointer.
Yes. Mr. Ricky Carmona, Coco Palau, if you will.
What it do, people? Coco Palau.
Yes, I'm very tired, so I can't get the pronunciation correct.
It's exhausting to say that word.
It really is.
It really is.
Put the time in. How are you doing, Ricky Carmona?
I'm doing very well, Rhea Butcher. Pamplemousse.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking. Rhea, I also will be, I feel like we're tagging, or we're passing
yeah,
the baton
pass
on
that
tours.
Baton. I just got home.
Yes.
And now you're going to leave.
And now I'm about this piece. I will be going on tour, the Threeses tour. We'll be going on the East Coast. On July 6th, will we be in Tampa, Florida? Yeah, we
yes,
will.
Yes, you will.
At the New World Brewery. On July 7th, will we be in Jacksonville, Florida? Yeah, we will. At the Birdhouse.
All right.
Will we be in Atlanta, Georgia? No, we will be in Hotlanta, Georgia. Yeah, we will.
I hear it's very warm there.
Pero muy caliente. We will be at the Laughing Skull. That's on July 8th. And then all the other tour dates are on, we have a Facebook page,
cool.
Threeses, or if you follow me on Twitter, I have all the links and on Instagram.
Yeah.
Not Periscope yet.
He's not Periscope. He's
not
very terrified of it.
It terrifies me.
It's terrifying. Well, the reason we were talking about Periscope is because our lovely guest, Vice writer and Instagram extraordinaire, Allison Stevenson is with us.
I want that
us.
On my tombstone.
Oh, you want that on some pizza? I can make it happen.
And pepperoni.
Yeah. How's
yes.
it going? Allison, how are you?
Welcome.
Good. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thanks so much for being on the show. You were talking about how you've gotten a little too deep into Periscope.
I'm a lot into it. It's really weird and trippy.
Yeah. Did you have a meerkat period, or did you skip right to Periscope?
You know what? Someone mentioned that, and I didn't even know what it was.
Wow. That's
I went
what a
right
blip it was. That
yeah.
like you didn't even because yeah, that's very funny.
Don't
so you
even.
Just set up the camera on your phone.
Literally, yeah.
And then you can just
I love
like, start...
how hard this is for you to. I can't get into it.
I can't. No,
it's like
no.
FaceTiming, but uh-huh. you don't see the other people.
Yeah.
Instead, they're just chatting at you and saying things like, show me your boobs.
Oh, I like when they do that to me.
But then they ask questions. It's like weird because there are people who are genuinely nice and want to talk to you. And mm-hmm. then there are people that are just like, you have a fat face. like, all right, thanks for showing up.
I hate those dudes.
I can't handle that. I can't handle questions and fat faces. I can't get into that.
You yeah. don't want to periscope a stand-up set. That's what I learned real fast. It is a bad idea.
Note to listeners, don't periscope your stand-up sets.
It was
never going
to
be fun. It might be a disaster, which brings us to the movie we're going to be reviewing later on in the show. We're going to be reviewing 2015's San Andreas. And like you guys know, we're going to spoil the movie. So if you haven't seen it yet, go out and see it in theaters. I recommend you do. It was super fun. Spoiler on my review of San Andreas. So we'll be talking about that later on, and we'll be right back with some news, reviews, and things you can use right after this. All right, we're back with some news. Some sad news up top. We lost another one today. Mm-hmm. Well, a couple days ago. James Horner, the composer of... Ricky, kissing
gotta,
his fingers,
I
pointing
give it
them
up.
To the sky.
Give it up. R.I.P., yo. R.I.P.
We got to play the Star Trek theme songs from the movies. He did those.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
He wrote the Titanic theme.
Yes, he did.
He also did Avatar.
Yeah, he did.
And he also did The Rocketeer.
What? Did he also do Braveheart? Yeah, he
Thank
did.
Thank you, Ricky.
Did he also do Aliens?
Yeah,
he did.
Yes, he did.
James
he did
Horner,
a lot,
yo. You don't mess around.
He's done.
I was just bumping the
How
Aliens soundtrack.
You were 61. He died in a plane crash.
Yeah. Oh.
Here's the thing. Don't fly private planes if you become famous.
Yeah, right?
I don't mean to be crass, but it seems fairly dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, Aaliyah, R.I.P.
Right. Was that a helicopter?
Was that a plane?
Was that a helicopter? I thought it was a plane.
I thought it was a helicopter. Helicopter.
Okay, maybe it's wrong.
Helicopter.
What happened?
Helicopter.
I don't know.
Who was the one? Am I? What did Left Eye? How did she go?
Car accident.
Car accident. Yeah. I'm getting my left eyes and my
Aaliyah's. That one, any of us can go out that way. We don't got to be privileged for that death.
Uber, Lyft.
Yeah. Uber plus the black car, maybe.
Like. Yeah, Uber X. Yeah, for sure. Well, that's sad. Always sad news. Mm-hmm. And shout out to all the movies that he made. I don't know how to end this.
Shout out to them scores, yo.
Yeah. Those are some good scores. Aliens, that's a good one.
Solid.
Rocketeer,
use it in trailers all the time to this day.
For sure. So in more casting news, and I keep saying this every time we're not recording. I feel like I'm saying the same thing every episode because Hollywood, if you will, just keeps doing the same thing over and over again.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, they cast another white dude as Peter Parker / Spider-Man to be in. He's going to be in Captain America Civil War, right? That's where he's going to show up.
I don't know when he will be.
I think that's when he's going to show
dropping.
I believe he's dropping his mixtape during Captain America Civil War.
That'd be a great scene if that really was a movie.
If he was just selling them on the corner.
Right? And just like a Hollywood outfit. Spider-Man.
Yes. That would be more interesting at this point than any Spider-Man movie we've made.
That's the Spider-Man movie I want to see, the Spider-Man dude on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. I think we just came up with a great pitch for Hollywood. This is a pitch it that we just walked right into.
Pitch it.
Boom.
But I would pitch this. Cast Samira Wiley, also known as Pusey, on Orange is the New Black. Now that would be a Spider-Man that I would be first in line to see. Spider-Woman.
That's an interesting choice for...
She could be gay. She could be straight. She could be whatever. Come on now. She's perfect casting. I also like the Donald Glover suggestion. I think he would be great as Spider-Man, but actually, I think I would prefer her.
I like... what's her last name? Wiley. Samira Wiley. I'm a fan of hers on Orange is the New Black.
She's really good.
Yeah, I think she'd be all right.
Yeah.
She's very spider-like. They're also...
Arachnid, you mean?
She's arachnithicity.
Mm. Could she be a dork, though?
I feel like, I mean? She's kind of a dork on the show.
Yeah, she's kind of dorky on the show.
Yeah, I think she, like, kind of has a, a soft, gooey center.
A spider.
Like a spider, you might say.
Exactly. If you smash her, But they also... In more casting news, there's rumors that Chris Pine is going to be the new Green Lantern.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that headline.
Like, thank God. You know.
Finally. Jesus. Woo.
A more appropriate white dude.
Was he the Thor guy? No.
Chris Pine? No. Chris Pine is James T. Kirk.
He's Captain Kirk.
Oh, that one.
Chris Hemsworth. Also,
I feel like they all look alike.
Fun fact, Chris Hemsworth played Chris Pine's father in the first Star Trek reboot.
Oh, shit, that's right.
So maybe what a weird universe that would be.
Oh,
science, y'all.
Yeah, light years and all black holes and stuff. And then I guess this is a fast news thing,
we're
but I don't mind it. Let's just crank it through.
Knocking them out.
The Rock is going to be in a video game movie franchise called Rampage. Is this a game that either of you have played?
Is it? I think I've heard of it. Rampart.
No.
Ramparts is a different game. You guys remember Rampart?
Oh, I think the street.
Rampart was the game where you could either be King Kong or you could be Godzilla.
That was Rampart?
Oh, no. That's not Rampart. Rampart is a castle game. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not that drunk right now. No, Rampart is the castle game. Cancel all of that.
Oh. Yeah, Dwayne Johnson. Now, I think that he's like our new Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, totally. But better.
I mean, not to shit on Arnold, because I do like his work.
I'm a fan.
But there's so much more to grab onto physically and fun-wise with Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. The Rock. I love him.
He's so charismatic.
Yeah.
He is.
He's so funny.
I almost bought his book.
Really?
I was very close
to
buying
it. The Rock wrote a book?
When he was The Rock. Like, it was like when he was big as a wrestler, he had this book.
Was it called Do You Read What The Rock Is Writing?
Nah. Boom.
if they ever do a reissue.
I'll talk to him about it.
Yeah. I thought it was, I read parts of it. I was very close to buying it, but I was like, do I really want to spend $15 on a...
On the rock?
Mm. On a bio, I want, I'll like say, I'll buy that for like a newer biography that
sure.
he writes. Like
sure.
now.
Absolutely.
I'll
with a little
money.
More distance from
right.
his WWE
Less
days.
Less about wrestling.
More about life.
Right, 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 right.
Let me
I
ask
hear
you this. Do you refer to him as The Rock or do you go Dwayne Johnson now? Has he moved past...
I like
the Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's
okay.
what I was going
right.
to say. That's
I like
what
it.
I say.
I like
when,
it.
Except for when I'm pressed for time, then I just call him The Rock. If I'm busy.
DTRJ.
I couldn't even do the math to come
wow.
up with the letters that quick.
You got that real fast.
Yeah, it was real quick. Real
well,
quick.
Well, we'll be back with movies that made us with Mr. Ricky Carmona right after this.
Hello, buddies. I'm Travis McElroy.
And I'm Andy Bolt.
And we're the host of Bunker Buddies.
We're a podcast where we're amateur survivalists and we talk about things like the apocalypse.
And we talk about zombies and preparedness.
What are you going to wear when it's the apocalypse?
And you have no idea if you don't listen to our show. It comes out every Wednesdays on MaximumFun.org and on iTunes. Sometimes we try weird foods or we talk about where to camp or how to avoid getting eaten or any of these things.
Yeah, so listen to us because it might just save your life.
We'll see you in the bunker.
Bye.
All right, we're back with one of my personal favorite segments. We've done two in a row because, hey, we do what we want. Mm. This week, we're going to do another Movies That Made Us with Mr. Ricky Carmona. Ricky, what movie made you this week?
Well, this week, I'm going to go back to a movie that I watched recently without the volume on because sometimes I'm insane and I
Ricky
will have
likes
a movie
a challenge.
On without the volume on. Put a nice little different soundtrack over it. Makes it a whole new experience.
It's like you're in your own bar hanging out because so many bars like in Chicago and here just play movies and then have music going. I like it, Ricky. I
Thank
like
you.
Your style.
Thank you. I also still overpriced the drinks in my own apartment. The movie that in question is from 1986. It's a, in my opinion, a classic. Stars friend of the show, Jeff Goldblum.
Ooh.
Friend of the
oh,
show, Gina Davis.
Oh, man.
Friend of the show, John Getz. Yeah, I just dropped John Getz on you. It is a David Cronenberg joint. I am speaking of 1986's The Fly.
Ooh.
That is, that movie is an experience.
Yes, it is.
Like,
can I break in for just a second and tell
do.
You, Ricky? I saw this probably in 1988 on television, which makes me six when I saw this movie.
Wow.
Just watched it all by myself, and it ruined SpaghettiOs for me. And also Grape Gatorade, because it just happened to be what I was drinking at the time, and I was like, I feel sick.
The
and I, have no, I can't drink it.
Yeah. Ever I now,
think of
still?
The, yeah, because I think of that fuck bamboo scene, and it grosses me out.
The
Go
Fly
ahead,
is a movie that can ruin anything for you, because everything goes terrible. It, science goes wrong in this movie. I hate you, science.
Yes.
The relationship doesn't work out in this movie. I hate you, love. The baboon don't make it. R.I.P. to the baboon. Oh. But it's such a great movie. Because it just shows you, I mean, it's Jeff Goldblum at his, like, peak Goldblum.
Oh.
This is peak.
We are at peak
Goldblum.
Oh, yeah.
We are at peak Goldblum
I feel like we
right
say this
here.
Every year, though.
Sure.
Yeah, like, even like those apartments.com commercial, I'm
guess.
Like, this is peak Goldblum.
What is, I saw that for the first time, and I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
What, this is a joke that's also not a joke, but then it's a joke on top. It's like a meta.
Oh, yeah.
There's a
anyway.
Lot going on.
Somebody referred to him as the, is it apartments.com?
I
is that what it is?
It is.
Some shit like that. Somebody referred to him as, oh, there's the that guy. And
no.
I was like,
oh.
First of all, watch your mouth around me. That is Seth Brundle, sir. That is Seth Brundle.
The apartments.com guy?
Yeah, I know.
Guy?
It was terrible. It
oh,
was
that's
awful.
That's breaking my heart.
I know. I know. I'm Jeff, what are you doing? Get out of those commercials.
Yeah, also get out of those.
You don't need to
he
do
hasn't
that.
Done anything in a while, I feel.
Oh, he's got that
but
Independence 2 coming out on
yeah.
the way.
Ooh,
on
he's
the way.
Making that paper.
He's making that Independence 2 paper.
Well, he was on Inside Amy Schumer on
oh, that's
the
right.
12 Angry Men episode,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which he's brilliant in that episode. He's been a Wes Anderson staple for. He's been in all the past two or three Wes Anderson movies.
So. Showing up in this.
That's where he's been getting his reps in.
I love him in Holy Man.
I have to say, upon watching The Fly again recently, because it's definitely a movie that made me, like I said, I watched it on like a TV with a dial and rabbit ears and SpaghettiOs off of a paper plate that I was eating off of a weight bench at my dad's house, which was a basement. So it definitely made me the strong lesbian I am today.
Yeah.
But I watched it again, and I really love Geena Davis in this movie.
She's great.
Because the choice, she's like being so throwback. You know, she actually does the original Fly. Like, she's in The Fly. And Jeff Goldblum is in Cronenberg's The Fly.
Oh, yeah.
I feel
there's
two movies going on, and I love it. I love how it works together.
Have you seen the original Fly?
I have.
I have never seen the original Fly.
It's... so weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mostly wanted to see it because of Beetlejuice. I remember being like, what is he talking about? And my mom was like, oh, it's this other movie. And I was like, okay, well, I have to see that now.
Is there a fly joke in Beetlejuice?
Yeah. Help me or whatever. When he's like, help me.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. You've seen The Fly. I'm just assuming you've seen The Fly.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Have you seen both versions or have you
No,
just
I've
seen
only
it?
Seen...
Cronenberg?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's the one to see.
Right.
But unless you want to have a
full... I don't even know what the other version is.
It's black and white and Vincent Price.
Black and white sci-fi.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, essentially the same thing, but it's just like, oh my God, can you believe that we made this guy small?
Yeah.
And the effects are...
spot on.
Yeah. Oh, they are.
Effective.
Indeed.
Timeless.
But have you seen The Fly 2, the one that's the sequel to that
one? Did I see The Fly 2 at the Davis Theater in Chicago? Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I gave
did.
Them my money, or my mom's money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It was great.
Yeah. Really?
No, not really.
Okay. But experience-wise, it was great.
Oh, for sure. You would think they couldn't go wrong pairing Eric Stoltz and Daphne Zuniga.
Wow,
getting
really?
For sure.
The Zunigs is in
there? The Zunigs is in
there. What year is this?
89, I would guess, maybe? 90?
Yeah, I feel like it was a couple years later. They went the complete, The Fly 2 just goes the gore route.
Oh, okay.
They're not trying to be a heady, intelligent movie. The Fly is just, I mean, there's those monologues that Goldblum has about the flesh. It's fantastic.
He is also, like, so perfect for that, like, method, like, acting like a fly. Like, he walks around acting like a fly all the time anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It was perfect.
Yeah, like him, like, pouring, like, all the sugar into his coffee. Oh, that's a movie I used to do. I used to have a movie night back in Chicago at my apartment, like, every couple months. I'd invite a bunch of comics over. And we would there would be like a theme to the night, and we would watch three movies, and then one night we watched The Fly, and that's like I knew I'm not really gonna watch The Fly. I'm just gonna watch everybody's reaction when like certain moments come up because a couple of people had never seen it before. I mean, how do you consider yourself a person?
I don't know.
A human being.
A fly. Thank you.
Or a Brundle fly. Let's be inclusive here.
Exactly. We're all inclusive here. I mean, there's just like so many crazy, oh God, why did I just look at that? Why was that just shown to me? Moments in that movie, and it's great. I keep forgetting how much of a simple movie it is. It is maybe an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah,
it is
how
like
many,
lean
yeah.
and tight.
There's like two locations in that movie, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's either like
the pod and his apartment.
The pod and his apartment. He goes out and like arm wrestles this dude. R.I.P.
Oh,
that
right.
guy's
yeah.
arm.
Oof.
That is that's.
It's always tough to lose
back
to a
memories.
Fly.
Oh, there's like a weird effect when he's arm wrestling the guy. Like it, like I don't know what it is. Like if his skin is starting to fizz or what, but like some gooey stuff starts coming out of that guy's arm. Oh man, it's so good. It's so great.
I think The Fly is my limit for gore. Like, that is a movie that I'll watch. I would watch it again and be like, this is fine. But anything past that movie, I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thanks.
But I feel like that's what they're all trying to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, that's how they're trying to scare you now, is just, let's be gross.
Right.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is gross. Whereas this movie builds up to it enough times that you're like, oh, maybe this, nope, this is going to be disgusting.
Cronenberg does that thing, though, where, like, there will be no violence in his movie, and then all of a sudden, like, somebody's brains will get blood splattered out, and it'll be, like, the most visceral kind of way of showing it.
You can see the memories in the brains that are on. It's very visceral. Well, we'll be back with a review of San Andreas right after this.
I'm Dave Holmes, and if you've been missing my show International Waters, you've been missing this.
If there's one thing I know about owls, they are wise. Two things. They are wise.
Yes.
They love nightclubs.
They wear tiny graduation motorboards, and they love nightclubs.
They also do the best double takes of all birds of prey.
And if you slow it down, they actually go, get it up.
International Waters, a panel show where U.S. and U.K. comedians battle for pop culture supremacy. Subscribe right now on iTunes or at MaximumFun.org.
All right, we are back with our review, full of spoilers because we're going to talk about it, but our review of 2015's San Andreas. I love how, like, professional I'm being about this movie, and it's not, it doesn't.
It makes me think there's another year that there was a San Andreas made.
Not to be confused with.
1949, San Andreas.
San Andreas.
Which somehow also had Paul Giamatti in it.
Yeah, exactly. So San Andreas is directed by Brad Peyton, who basically did nothing else before this. He made a short called Ted that I actually think is about the bear.
No.
Because it says Ted, and then it says Ted, parentheses, the bear.
Oh, really?
I don't know what it is. Mm. I don't know if it's like a short that he made and then sold the idea to say. I have no idea.
Seth MacFarlane?
I did not do the research, but I will break in and say at this moment, since I brought up Ted, Ted 2 can go straight to hell. The storyline and plot of Ted 2 can just leave the planet right now. Because the fact that they're even being like, yeah, of course you're a human. Yeah, you're a human being. Like, there are actual people on the planet that are fighting for their rights right now.
Right.
I'm not going to legalize Ted.
I just started reading review for Ted 2 on Grantland. I should forward that to you.
Please do.
Because
I'm going to angry read it.
Yeah.
I'm going to hate read it.
They did not enjoy the movie either. So you angry read it, but you feel good at
sure,
the end.
Sure. No, yes, I would love that. I just, oh.
I get it, man. But then, you know, like, what makes me most sad is just, like, there are people who love this.
Yes.
Knowing that there are people who love Ted, who wanted another Ted.
They demanded another Ted.
We need Ted, too.
And they're like, yeah, we'll make it about this thing that's actually really happening right now. Like, people can't get married, so we'll just have fun with it.
It will be number one at the box office.
Yeah, for a day, maybe.
For a day.
I don't know. I feel like Jurassic World is still going to beat it. Because Jurassic World is
still out.
Has made almost $500 million domestic already.
Oh, it's nuts. Isn't it? I think it broke the record for the top grossing weekend.
Yeah,
something.
It's crazy. And people are like, yeah, it's all right.
I think that's a first time director, too.
Like, yeah, I think
you're
right.
That was his first feature, also.
Could you imagine being like, yeah, you're going to direct Jurassic World, just being like, all right, well, I'm buying that house and that house and that house. That's insane. So, directed by Brad Peyton, written by Carlton Cuse, Andre Fabrizio, and Jeremy Passmore, who
It took three people to write San Andreas.
Well, Carlton Cuse wrote the screenplay, and then there's story by credits for Andre and Jeremy.
I'm not totally sure. Okay.
It took three brains.
It took
brains.
Two people to come up with the storyline for San Andreas.
I mean, yeah, somehow it did. It was a very
one guy was like, L.A., and the other guy was like, wait, San Francisco.
We're splitting this, right? Yeah, that's it. That's how that worked. And it's starring, of course, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Carla Gugino. Is that how I say it?
I believe Gugino? It's Gugino.
Gugino. Mm-hmm. Alexandra Daddario. Paul Giamatti and Kylie Minogue?
Alexandra, is her.
That's the daughter, right?
Yeah. She's a True Detective girl.
Is she?
She's in the first season of True Detective.
Season?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's the girl who Woody Harrelson is having an affair with.
Oh, wow. That, yeah, she's playing, now I feel gross.
Yeah, I feel like she's playing much younger. I was like, there's no way that could
be
her.
Yeah, she's playing going off to college, and then in the other thing that was before this, she was sleeping with a 40-year-old? Ugh. Yeah. Now I feel really disgusted.
Wait, her name is Kylie Minogue?
No, Kylie Minogue is in this movie.
Oh.
She plays...
Who was Kylie Minogue?
So the wife,
totally
Carla
Gugino.
Gugino is...
I'm probably mispronouncing it.
Well, whatever. Is at dinner or lunch or whatever with a woman.
Oh,
the woman is Kylie Minogue.
That was Kylie Minogue.
That's Kylie Minogue.
I still can't even decipher who she actually was. Was she...
It was the step... Like the new husband's sister.
Sister.
Yes.
Sister.
I did not catch that.
Me neither.
Did not give me that enough
time. I was really paying attention.
I really needed to hear that. I really needed her to be like, you know, I'm just concerned about my brother.
Right.
And then
I would
be like, oh, okay, got it. Because I was like, don't even tell me that she's supposed to be his mother.
Oh, no.
What happened was Kylie Minogue showed up on screen, and then Rhea just started singing Kylie Minogue songs out loud. And I was like, is that her? Is that a Kylie Minogue joint right
just
there?
Just can't get you out of my girl. No, she wouldn't say girl. What? I just spent a lot of time in gay bars in Chicago, and they basically just play Kylie Minogue for the whole time. Just videos over and over again. Shout out to The Closet. Terribly named lesbian.
Oh, man, I was just going to say, is that real?
It's real.
Somebody better trademark that.
Spent a lot of time in The Closet.
Shout out to The Closet.
I hope somebody listening to this is like, I've been to The Closet. Please tweet at me if you've been to The Closet and if you've ever eaten their chili on Sundays. Usually, like, a women's softball team will come in like, really big sweatpants and be very aggressive to everyone that's not on their team, and they bring a crock pot of chili. And put chili on Fritos. At least that's what they used
chili?
To do on Sundays.
But they let you have it?
No.
Oh.
They're like, this is ours. We earned it. What a weird tangent we've gone down.
No, I love it. I like
it. Lesbian bars from San Andreas. So, okay, so the plot keywords. Plot synopsis for San Andreas is, in the aftermath of a massive earthquake in California, a rescue chopper pilot makes a dangerous journey across the state in order to rescue his daughter. It has a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it has made $132.7 million. And again, to contrast with Jurassic World at $408.8 million.
Jeez.
Just a little bit, you know, a little bit different there.
I wonder if it still profited, though. It couldn't have.
I don't know. You know, I should have looked that up.
Movies now cost, like...
A lot.
$200 million just to make.
Yeah. And that was a lot of CGI in that movie.
Oh, it was a lot of dollars on
that. Perhaps the entire movie?
But I would almost think that'd make it cheaper.
Right, yeah, because you don't have to pay human beings.
You don't have to actually destroy San Francisco.
Sure. There's no physical sets. Some stray things that I thought about. Well, first of all, Ricky Carmona and I walked to this theater.
I mean, this was a journey.
It was. It was as though we began our own disaster film, and we were trying to get through, like running up and down stairs, trying to get through the TCL Chinese Grauman's Theater. I don't know the
order.
It was
as though you and I were The Rock and Carla Gugino.
Exactly.
Gugino.
You're Carla Gugino and I'm The Rock.
Clearly.
Of course.
Clearly. And we had to get to our child, which was San Andreas. And experience this movie.
Yeah. It was an experience.
It was an experience.
As we were walking there, I was like, okay, so it's a disaster movie. We knew we were going to be late.
Mm-hmm.
By like 5 or 10 minutes because we were late. And I was like, I really don't think we're going to miss anything in the beginning. I guarantee you, he's going to be getting divorce papers. He's not going to sign them. There's going to be a conversation about them needing to sign them. There's going to be that. And then we get in there, we get to the end of the beginning chopper rescue.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, okay, perfect. So we get in. Then he goes home, gets mail, and it's divorce papers.
Divorce papers.
I was like, I should have bet on this.
Yeah.
I'm surprised
you knew that.
Me too. Afterwards, Rhea walked off like, whoa, what's he doing that shit? And they double down.
They double down on the dead kid.
Oh, my God. That threw me for a loop.
I know. He took that photo out, and I was like, oh, man, they're going for it.
And he couldn't save her.
He couldn't
save her. They had
it just added so much more. There was so much more at stake now.
So many layers.
But you know what? Just generally about this movie, like, it is not a great movie.
No.
It's not. It's also not a horrible movie.
Right.
And it makes some different choices that basically every disaster movie that I think my favorite disaster movie.
Totally.
Just like
it's entertaining.
It's entertaining, it's scary, but also they don't make the women like super whiny and mm-hmm. shitty. They allow them to do things. Like the daughter, it makes sense that she would have these skills because she's his
the
daughter.
Daughter's like just as badass as the
yeah.
Rock.
As and the guy she helps these two guys, they like all work together that she's like falling for or whatever. But he even at the end the Rock is like, thanks for taking care of my daughter. And he's like, well, actually, she took care of us. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? What movie am I watching? Like, that never happens. Carla Gugino got to, like, blow a boat through a building.
Yeah.
She got hurt. And I was like, oh, great. Now she's just going to be dead weight for the rest of the movie. Nope. They actually got to be two adults on a journey together that mm-hmm. is, albeit, very crazy. But I totally bought their relationship and them like and he also like cries. He's never just like angry for no reason, like
he
shitty
was not
to her.
Angry at all.
No. Yeah. he just was like I don't want to talk about this because he had like PTSD from the experience, right. And she was like, no, we should talk about this, this is why we broke up. And then he realized like, oh, I'll talk about it. And I was like, what? When is this ever in a movie?
Right.
The Rock got empathy, y'all.
He does.
He does.
That's what's does. Been missing. Empathy. Actual human emotion.
Yeah,
that's where The Rock is better than Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
And we were talking about it earlier. I mean, he's a better actor than Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, Schwarzenegger kind of, like, set this template of, like, what we expect out of an action hero.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, like, The Rock is, like, taking that mm-hmm. and then just thrown his
made it perfect.
Dope rockness on it. Yeah, yeah.
Somehow made it perfect. Because I feel like
perfection.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, there's a little bit of a joke, unfortunately, because of his accent and
right.
stuff, that people are kind of like, huh, look at this. This guy talks weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we put him in these funny situations and stuff. Because he went from being, like, the action hero to being, like, a comedy action hero.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't really get back out of that, because, like, once you make fun of yourself,
do nobody's
really
Do you think
really
The Rock could do twins?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he could get out of it.
Yeah.
I think The Rock could do twins. I think The Rock could do Kindergarten Cop, which they're making again.
Oh, great.
What?
Did I say
Finally.
That it is The Rock? I think it might actually be The Rock.
No.
Oh, my God. Somebody that's listening
really?
That paid attention to last episode, I definitely talked about Kindergarten Cop.
That feels more like a Vin Diesel
sure.
sort of thing.
Tooth
well,
Fairy.
If you guys want, I can look it up.
If Schwarzenegger was in San Andreas, I think the difference would be like Schwarzenegger would like push that huge like boat that's like leaning against
yeah,
the building.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like he would like be like, I want to like push the boat out and that's how I'll save my daughter.
He would like punch through bulletproof glass.
Yeah, totally.
As if that's totally possible.
I'd say he would probably drink bullets.
Yeah.
You know, like those are the things Schwarzenegger does. Where The Rock is like, no, man, I like to sit on the edge of a bed and look at pictures, get my strength that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I like to read.
I like to read. You know?
Yeah.
He has a memory box. What did she call it? Yeah.
A memory box.
A memory box.
He's like, yeah, her memory box. Like, what?
Nobody has
those. Like, feminine things in this movie that don't get made fun of, which is amazing to me. I don't know. Every turn I was like, what movie am I watching? It's a feminist disaster movie.
Yeah, it is in a lot of ways.
I think I just watched a feminist
Is that right? Is that what we witnessed?
I think it is. Because
no wonder it was a disaster.
Them women ain't bankable. So, Ricky.
Wasn't spy enough? Come on.
Yeah, you got it for 10 years. You're good.
Yeah.
We gave you Mad Max and Spy. So,
yeah.
Ricky, do you want to do best or worst first? How are you feeling? Because I can't tell.
Let's go with
Thought
worst
it was a bug.
First.
All right, let's do worst.
Let's
Ricky,
do
you want to do your what's your worst part?
I didn't like this movie.
Your worst part is the movie?
That's
such a bummer.
I just didn't think it's such a formulaic movie.
Sure.
It's not a well-written movie. I mean, is it fun and you're going to laugh at it and all that? Of course, sure. But I was just like, I love The Rock. I'm all on board with The Rock. But to keep the Schwarzenegger comparisons going, this, I think, is The Rock's Schwarzenegger's Raw Deal. You guys remember Raw Deal?
You know, I haven't seen Raw Deal.
Nobody remembers it because it was like one of those, like, hey, I guess you got to make money sometimes,
sure, yeah.
Arnold. You know, so like I'm probably never gonna see this movie again.
Yeah.
This is definitely not a memorable film.
No. As soon as it was over, I was like, good, thank you, peace out.
If it didn't have the weird feminist, the awesome feminist stuff in it that I'm mentioning, I would feel exactly the same. Because it's like, it reminds me of like Taken, you know? But Taken pisses me off to no end because the women are absolutely atrocious in that movie.
Just pointless.
And they're not even blank. They're annoying. And they just make you hate them. And it's supposed to give you empathy for Liam Neeson. So I'm just really glad they didn't do that. But I totally agree with you that it's a very formulaic movie.
Yeah.
So, Allison, what's your worst part of this movie?
I feel like my best and worst are the same thing.
Sure. Well, I can't wait to hear what it is.
This was the best and worst. It's just that scene at the end of the movie where everything is just destroyed. It's San Francisco is gone, but it's like The Rock and his wife and the kid, like everyone's standing up and they're just staring, and like this slow-mo of the American flag. Just that beautiful shot of the American
unfurling
flag
on the
absolutely
torn apart Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, it's so, I'm just like, it's just all of a sudden, oh, this was an Army commercial. That's what this was.
Yeah, I saw that, and then I think the line after is he's like, we rebuild, and I was like, oh, this is a 9/11 movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that was the best. Oh, my God. That line. What do we do now?
We rebuild. Damn right we do, Rock. Damn right we do, Rock. I should have yelled that out in the theater.
Credits roll.
Oh, so good.
Credits.
I think that my worst part is...
What was your worst part of the movie?
Oh, thank you, Ricky. My worst part is a line that Paul Giamatti says near the beginning. Now, I would say if I had to pick, like, I think the Paul Giamatti part is kind of useless because they never sync up, so it doesn't really make too much sense to be in there. They don't cross streams ever.
I wanted him and The Rock to hang out.
Yeah. At some point, they had to, but whatever.
I feel like he was just there to explain to us the science.
Exposition, basically. He was, what's the little DNA strand in Jurassic Park? He's that guy.
Oh, damn it.
Because his beginning...
Dinosaur DNA.
Yeah. He's like teaching a class, but he's really just like, look at this crazy earthquake. And then this crazy earthquake. And it's like, is this knowing earthquakes 101? What class are you teaching right now? But the worst part is, I can't remember all of the context, but he's like, people, that's the big problem. People think scientists know everything. But we don't. And I want to be like, is this a creationist movie? What is this agenda all of a sudden that scientists don't know anything? That made me feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I feel like if we watch it again, and we might, now that I think of the American flag, this creationism theory, which I'm feeling that. I have a feeling like, I feel like I just
There'd
watched
be some
a lot
weird stuff.
Of advertisements.
But then it's still like oddly progressive.
Yes, because the science actually at the end, they're like, it's the local whatevers that helped us this time. And you're like, oh, okay, it kind of is. It's just, it was an odd line to have. Like, I feel like they are saying, you know, like scientists have to figure things out.
Right.
They know a lot of things, but we have to figure it out. But that's not what they said. What they said is scientists don't know everything.
We don't know like, what.
What is the
How
moon?
Was
it
Earth
could
made?
Be cheese.
We don't know.
I don't know. I watched the season of Breaking Bad. Now I'm a chemist.
Now I know how to make meth.
I wonder what, like, seismologists?
Seismologists?
I'd say seismologists.
Seismologists. It's up to you. You decide.
Absolutely.
I wonder what they think of this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if for them, this is, like, their, like...
Yeah.
Apollo 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, have any of them had, a Neil deGrasse Tyson moment? Are they, like, going on Twitter and being like, let me tell you how earthquakes really work?
They're probably like, this is bullshit. Done. So, Ricky, what is your best part of San Andreas?
I mean, The Rock is...
The best part?
The Rock is pretty great. And I actually thought, now living in Los Angeles, I was like, I don't know if I want to watch a movie where I watch the place I live get destroyed. This is going to be weird. And it wasn't weird at all. It was actually pretty hilarious.
They did enough. It was more San Francisco than L.A., so I felt okay about it. Because when it first started, I was like, ooh, just, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. But then the Hollywood sign falls over and you're like, yeah! Which is pretty great.
The set pieces are pretty great. I mean, it's I didn't like it, so it's hard
sure.
for me to...
I get it.
But I mean, the set pieces
are... The Rock
are,
is a good choice, I feel like, for best part.
Oh, that wave thing, the tidal wave.
Oof.
And then when the boat
I'll get on with that.
That was pretty great.
That spoiler alert might be my favorite part.
That was pretty great. I like that.
Allison, what's your best part of this movie? Is it the flag?
I think it was. That was my best and my worst.
Boom. Boom.
I mean, because it was so...
It'll get you.
It was so good.
Because in the moment, you're like, oh, America. And then you're like, oh, God damn it.
I was just like, is this for real right now? Or like when the Hoover Dam just like went to shit. It's just like, oh, okay.
That's what that would look like.
Yeah.
It was weird because nothing really felt like it was a big earthquake. But you just randomly see like buildings... Like, there wasn't, like, a big, like, noise or, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't really look like things were shaking, but all of a sudden, like, buildings were falling down.
All of a sudden, like, people were like, oh, no! And you're like, oh, it's happening again. Got it. Okay. And they had to just show... I love that, like, because it's an earthquake and because you can't actually show an earthquake, like, there's no character...
But people weren't, like, wobbly,
right?
You know? Like, it was just like they were walking and all of a sudden a building was falling.
Yeah,
they're just like, oh, weird.
They had to just show the, like, seismograph... paper, like, look at this line.
Yeah.
Look at how big this line is.
Earthquake.
Like, it's the only way they could have an actual characterization of the earthquake. Because you can't, at least like in Twister, like they can show the Twister coming up or anything, like Jaws, like, oh, there's a fin. Like in an earthquake, they're just like, shit.
Yeah.
There's no thing that we can show to tell people, except for like the shaking dining table. That was it.
Right. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah,
only
yeah.
one.
That was the only. Yeah.
Yeah. So my best part is, in fact...
What's your best part, Rhea?
Thank you, Ricky. The boat sequence where they get to the bay and they realize they can't find her at the... What do they keep calling it? The nozzle? They keep calling that thing in San Francisco...
Oh, Knob
like,
Hill.
Yeah, but... the first thing they're going to go to is
oh,
like a statue.
Oh, the first building. Yeah, the building that
they keep calling
to.
It the
call
nozzle
it something,
or
yeah.
something,
oh,
which is
I
very
can't
weird.
Remember, yeah.
He realizes she can't get there because it's on fire. He's like, well, it's been on fire for a while. I love that he said that because I was like, oh, that's cool. It's kind of educational.
Yeah.
That he's actually like doing skilled things. And then he's like, where would she go? And then all the water's like scooping out of the bay. He's like, that's a tsunami. Like, knows immediately it's going to be a tsunami. He's like, we got to get out of here. So then, like, all these boats are heading toward... He's like, oh, she points at the wave. He sees it. He's like, we got to get over it before it crests. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, like, all these boats, he's, like, just driving up a wave. And I was watching it, like, I've
like
never seen
20
this.
20 feet
yeah,
high.
Yeah.
Like, 100 feet high. It's, like,
oh
as
God.
High as the bridge. And then, when you don't think it could get any crazier... A freight liner is at the top of the crest of the wave, and then it starts falling backwards on them. He dodges it. The roof gets pulled off by the... and then all of a sudden, it's season two of The Wire, and shipping containers are falling everywhere, and then just one smashes the shitty dude. Loved it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Great sequence.
Yeah, it's a great... It's like the inverse of... The beginning of Temple of Doom when they parachute and then go down the waterfall. It's the backwards. They ran it backwards and they went up it.
That's yeah, they did.
I loved it.
I wonder how much of that is actually possible, if any of that is actually
that
possible.
Motor, I feel like that's a very, I mean, how much horsepower could you possibly have in
yeah.
that boat?
Oh, and he like kicked it into high gear.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
Yeah.
He flipped the nitro switches.
Oh, my God.
Starts playing Lowrider all of a sudden. That would be great. Oh, and one thing I would say, too, I liked the big wide shots of destruction. It really looked like Sim City, when you would play Sim City and get sick of it and then just put it on, like, destroy mode and let the world just spin out of control.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
like, what the devastation looked like to me. Just
you can
like,
do that in
it
Sim
was
City?
Insane.
Yeah. I used to play it on
Sim
Super
City.
Nintendo.
Ooh.
And I would play it and be like, oh, I have no... Why would I want to do this? Like, an hour in, like, no, I'm done. And I would just turn it to, like, God mode or whatever, and then it would just explode. It's basically San Andreas in a video game. So, Ricky,
yes.
On a scale of 1 to 5, Kylie Minogue fell out of that door. How many Kylie Minogues fell out of that door would you give San Andreas?
I will give it 2. Kylie Minogue fell out that door.
All right. Allison, on a scale of 1 to 5, don't really understand why that kid had to be British.
right, yeah.
Also, where did that parent... Did that kid actually have parents? I'm very concerned. Did he have
they
parents?
They called him on the phone.
But they didn't show it.
Oh.
It's very weird that they even involved his parents in the whole thing anyway. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, why did they involve his parents in the storyline anyway? Because it didn't really go anywhere. How many... Why did they... I'm not going to say that. How many do you give it?
I'm gonna go with 3.
Nice.
I'll
nice.
Go with 3. Nice. I was entertained.
Ooh. Yeah. Yes. Ricky, yes. Do you want to give me a scale?
Yeah. Let's see. On a scale, let's keep it simple.
Yeah.
On a scale of how many memory boxes do you have in your apartment, Reba?
Sure.
How many memory scales would you give this memory boxes would you give this movie?
Well, I would consider my entire apartment to be a memory box.
Ooh.
Because I don't throw anything away. but on a scale of 1 to 5, how many memory boxes do I have? I honestly would give this a 4.
Wow.
In the context of the movie and that it's a disaster
for
movie.
Genre.
For yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. For what it is, I give it a 4. It was super fun. I would definitely watch it again. Even maybe in the theater. If I had the time, I would go see it in the theater because it was a fun experience. I love The Rock. The women in the storyline get to do stuff. There's diversity in background casting. Mm. I enjoyed that. You know, I give it a 4.
Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti. Diversity right
Shout
there.
Shout out to Paul Giamatti.
Also, they should have just.
I love Paul Giamatti.
They should have just made him that Kim guy that died. They should have just been together, right? That's what I feel like. They
oh,
were
like
together.
A couple?
Yeah.
I think that's where they were hinting, but they didn't
implied.
Want to flat out, like...
Maybe Paul Giamatti's bi, because he clearly was into that lady at the end.
Oh, that's true.
I feel like there was something going on there.
That he said, like, no, we did it. You know, like, he
oh, yeah.
She was like, you really saved the day. And he's like, no, we both did.
Yeah.
What? What movie am I watching? God damn it. So.
Rhea walked out of there empowered.
I was excited. I was like, if this fault splits up, I can fix it. Because feminism works. So next week, we're going to be watching Jurassic World, the movie that everyone has seen. And Jordan Morris will be our guest for that week. So until then, Ricky, what do you want to leave us with?
I just knocked out every single episode of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And you know what?
Oh.
I support Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Nice.
It is a very, the show's goddamn funny.
Yeah.
It's great. I was telling Rhea earlier, there's a scene in the show where they play the classic house track, I'll Beat That Bitch With a Bat, and they let it play in the background of the scene for the whole scene. And I was like, whoever idea that was, I salute you, sir or ma'am. Just goddamn great.
Hopefully they get your $7.99.
Yeah, exactly.
Your
exactly. Mr. Netflix, I'd like to specifically send my check to somebody. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Really had fun with that. So
awesome.
Watch that if you're looking for something to do on hot days.
Cool. Allison, what are you leaving people with?
Recently, I've been getting back into. I just got Hulu.
Nice.
So I'm getting back into Daria.
Ooh,
it's on Hulu, and
wow.
I just.
You're kidding me.
It's been so many years since I've watched it, and I'm rewatching it now. And I'm like, oh wow, yeah, this is actually. This holds up. Like,
yeah.
It's really good.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, it is legit a good freaking thing.
It's a great tune, man.
Yeah, it's a hot tune.
It's a hot tune. Awesome. Well, I have a few things.
Ooh.
Number one, listen to the new Toro y Moi album, What For? That shit is perfect for summer. So listen to that. Also watched, I'm almost done with Orange is the New Black. And while I do think the start was a bit rough, I think they've really done some crazy stuff. It's awesome to get to see Laverne Cox say the word transphobic, like call somebody transphobic, and get to talk about her experience. It's awesome to see more of the Black actresses get actual stories and be in control of the dialogue and scenes. It's just, I can't believe what they're doing. It's really great. And then also, I think Uzo Adoba's doing a great job. I love that they're calling her Suzanne and not Crazy Eyes. And I also think that Taylor Schilling is killing it. So,
oh yeah,
there you go. I think she's hilarious. She is cracking my shit up. And everybody, I don't know, I love it. It's really doing it for me. So I think that's it. So until next week,
I'm Ricky Carmona.
I'm Allison Stevenson.
And I'm Rhea Butcher. Thank you for listening to Wham Bam Pow. Wham Bam Pow has been recorded at Max Fun Studios by Lindsay Pavlis. Thank you, Max Fun. Thank you, Lindsay. And thank you for listening.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.